Welcome to Together Forever. I'm your host, Dumisani Mfune, and with me in the studio is...
Mandla Lupondwana.
Mandla, last time you kind of hinted that we'd be looking at respect. So please, tell us what you have for us today.
When we grow up as boys, we get our first encounter with authority. Our first encounter with people we need to respect at home, with our parents. And our parents teach us how to respect. They teach us how to submit with somebody and do so with respect. And usually that respect has a lot to do with tone of voice. There are certain things, though they may be right, you can't say them in a certain way. Choice of words. There are certain words you'll just never say to your parents. That's it, no matter how angry you are. You get to learn that there are certain things you just don't say. They're rude, they're disrespectful, and there are certain tones of voice you never take. On top of that, there are certain gestures, some body language, the things you do that show disrespect. And usually parents summarize it by saying you're being cheeky. Mm-hmm. Cheek is silent disrespect. That's what it is. You haven't said anything, but it's just that the way you are silent says a lot. Mm-hmm. And so we grow up knowing that we don't do those things. And when we do, our parents have a way of discouraging us. It is sometimes painful, but they have a way of showing us that if you show disrespect in your choice of words, in your tone of voice, in your body language, if you show disrespect, you get punished, you get a hiding, and we grow up knowing that. And as a result, our respect for our parents is mingled with fear. We respect them not because they are great people, not because they have great achievements, but also because we know that if we don't respect, there'll be consequences. So we grow up learning that there is this respect, there is this way of respecting people that is mingled with fear. It doesn't get limited to our parents. We then go to school. When we go to school, we pick up the same things. There are same things you'll never say to your teacher. There are certain tones of voice you never take with your teacher. And there are certain things you just don't do. And when we were growing up, there were many ways of being punished, including corporal punishment. Of course, in present-day South Africa, corporal punishment is illegal. But they find other ways of reprimanding you. They find other ways of punishing you, of disciplining you for being disrespectful. And so as we are growing up, we are learning. We are knowing that you respect people and you show respect by your choice of words. There are certain things you don't say. You show that respect by your tone of voice. Even though you may be upset, but there's a certain tone you don't take. We learn that there's a certain body language you don't use to people that you respect. Outside the class, in the playing field, we are playing there as boys. And there are boys naturally who can beat the daylights out of you and those that you can beat and so on and so forth. And those that you know are bigger than you and stronger than you and they can actually beat you up. You are very careful in relating to them. Yes, you are all boys, but you select your words carefully. Mm-hmm. You are very careful with your selection of tone of voice as well. And even as you disagree with them, you are careful not to show disrespect lest they beat you up. So we know that. We grow up that way. And so we grow up knowing that when we give respect. And it's a certain kind of respect that is mingled with fear, that you don't just talk anyhow. You don't just do anyhow because you must show respect. Then from there, we go to work. When we get to work, same thing.
Respect.
You select your words when you talk to your boss. You are very mindful of your tone of voice when talking to your boss. Even when you are angry, there's certain body language you never show. Even people who claim to be short-tempered are never short-tempered with their bosses. Why? Because there are consequences. So mm-hmm. that respect that you give to your boss at work is mingled with fear. So we grow up knowing that this is respect. That's what we grow up knowing. And so when we become husbands and we are told that we are now men, husbands, heads of household, mm-hmm. we know exactly the kind of respect we should be getting. It is a respect that is mingled with fear that should require that the wife be careful of her choice of words, that she be mindful of her tone of voice and her body language. That is the male mindset walking into marriage. And when we get into that, into marriage, we are shocked to discover that's not what we're getting. And now let me talk to the husbands as to why we're not getting that.
Yeah, I think that's a very good question.
The reason why we're not getting it is because of the way we started our relationship. We started dating, and when we started dating our wives, the power was with them. Think about it. As a man, you suggest, and she decides. You initiate the relationship. If she's not interested, it's not going to happen. But if she's interested, she okays it, and the relationship begins. Even when you want to take her out, you suggest taking her out. If she doesn't want to go, there's no date. If she wants to go, there's a date. Where do you want to eat? You don't decide as a man. You propose, you motivate, you suggest, you present your case. She decides.
Mm.
She decides where you're going to eat. She decides what she wants to eat. You may decide you want to go for ice cream. If she's in no mood for ice cream, there shall be no ice cream. And we're okay with that. So the relationship starts with us suggesting, with us proposing, with us presenting our case, and with the women deciding.
Mm, okay.
That's how it evolves. And when she finally decides to marry me, it's this man that suggests that she wants to live with for the rest of her life. What she wants is this relationship with this guy who presents his case, and she decides. When we date, if she's not convinced, we take time to convince her. If she doesn't see our point of view, we take time to explain it a million times until she gets it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't come up having decided. We present things very on. We suggest. We give her time to think. We tell her to sleep on it. She comes back the following day. She's still not quite convinced. We work on it. Now, when we get married, that's what she wants. She wants that guy. She wants that relationship. She's not looking for a head of a household. She's looking at that guy who spoke to her in very positive terms. She's looking for that guy who consulted, that guy who suggested and she decided. She's looking for her boyfriend. But now she's stuck with a husband who's a head of a household who wants to be respected. The boyfriend did not care about respect. That was not an issue. The boyfriend did not care about choice of words. It was never an issue. The boyfriend did not care about body language. Sometimes it would be cute. Sometimes as a boyfriend, you'd say, you know, you look so beautiful when you're angry. You know, it's a way of softening her up.
Yeah,
so the boyfriend did not mind about this thing that is now all of a sudden cheek. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
The boyfriend did not mind about tone of voice. The boyfriend would just look at her and smile and say, hey, when are you naughty, you know? You don't, and so it was sexy, it was attractive, it was unique, it was different when we were dating. Why? Because the boyfriend was making his case. He was trying to woo her. He was trying to get her. And the process of being a boyfriend requires you don't become particular about tones of voice, about choices of words, about body language. Even when she's being rude, sort of, your concern when you are dating is that she gets your point, that you convince her. That's the focus. That is that's what we are trying to achieve. And so these things, we're not paying attention to all these other things. Now, all of a sudden, when we get married, you have two people here. The husband who has been learning all of his life how to be respected because he has been giving the respect to the parents, to the teachers, to the big boys in the playing field, and to the boss at work. He's learned how to respect and knows exactly what he should be getting.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, you have the wife who has been swept off of her feet by this man that cares for her opinion. This man that doesn't just decide but asks her. She's been swept off her feet by this boyfriend that always wants to move with her, that is always patient to explain. This boyfriend that just relates to her as an equal, who never has these old African stereotypical expectations of respect.
Mm.
A modern man. She finally met a man that looks like he just jumped out of television.
And that's the man that she married.
That's the man she now wanted to marry.
Firstly,
but that's not the man she's stuck with now.
Word of time now. But, oh man, this is getting great. So guys, tomorrow we're going to find out what happens to the man that the woman was dating, because the husband obviously is someone different.
He's a husband now. He's no longer a boyfriend.
He's a husband.
He's a husband.
So next time we'll look at exactly what it is that changes and how that can be remedied. Until next time, I'm Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.